WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Legendary actor Gene Hackman is dead. Authorities conducted a welfare check Wednesday at the Santa Fe area home that Hackman shared with his wife, Betsy Arakawa.
Early this morning, Santa Fe County Sheriff Adan Mendoza confirmed that the 95-year-old Hackman, his 64-year-old wife, and their dog were all found dead in their home. Despite that, Mendoza says no foul play is suspected.
You brought him on my boat. Our man is down behind enemy lines.
In an acting career that spanned four decades, Gene Hackman won a trophy case filled with awards, including two Oscars. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Those were Best Actor honors 20 years apart for The French Connection and Unforgiven, accepting the Cecil B. DeMille Award in 2003. Hackman described his career.
It's a make-believe world, and as I say, it's what I wanted to do as a child, and I fulfilled a lot of my dreams.
This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin state government is projected to finish the current fiscal year June 30th with a $4.3 billion surplus. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the last state budget has a lot to do with that. Voss says 95% of tax reductions that were vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers is the basic reason for the state's current massive surplus. The Natural Resources Board announced Wednesday it'll hold open hearings on PFAS contamination in groundwater and how to regulate that. No dates have been set, but they'll be announced in the coming weeks. Legislative Republicans have prevented the rules from being implemented the last two times they were brought forward. And a Monroe County town official is accused of embezzlement. Town of Adrian treasurer Kelly Schlusner was booked into the county jail Tuesday on the suspicion of misconduct in office and theft. Schlusner is accused of embezzling $294,000 from the town over the past 3 years.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM. City weather.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. The wind will back off and the sun will come out later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s. Tonight, 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy. We'll get to 50 around midday with temperatures falling through the afternoon. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet and savory with just a hint of smoke. It's amazing. Order some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Thursday morning. Dave Grant showing you 6:04. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. Time for a little Sticks on Max FM.
Babe, I'm leaving. I must be on my way. The time is drawing. Train is going, I see it in your eyes, the love, the need, your tears, but I'll be lonely without you, and I'll need your love to see me through, so please believe me, my heart is in your babe, I love you. Babe, I'm leaving, I'll say it once again. You somehow try to smile. I know the feeling we're trying.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Thursday morning. Be careful if you're out and about. A little bit of black ice I noticed on the sidewalk this morning. Lip Sync on Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
Shout to the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you early on Thursday morning. Unfortunately, this morning we did wake up to some sad news. I heard it earlier when I was listening to stuff at the 5 o'clock hour. And you heard it just now. Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman and his wife and their dog were found dead in their New Mexico home on Wednesday, according to authorities. Foul play is not suspected, but authorities did not release circumstances of their deaths, and an investigation is ongoing. Santa Fe County Sheriff's deputies found Hackman, his wife Betsy Arcoa, and a dog dead when they performed a welfare check on their home at 1:45 p.m., according to a spokesperson. Hackman was 95 and a five-time Oscar nominee who starred in dozens of films, and he was one of the most industry's respected performers. His two Oscar wins were for The French Connection and Unforgiven, and those came 21 years apart. News of his death just comes 4 days before this year's Academy Awards ceremony. They lived in a gated community outside of Santa Fe, New Mexico. He moved in the 1980s to the area where he was often seen around town and served as a board member of the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum in the 1990s, according to the local paper, The New Mexican. Hackman played a variety of roles, appearing in action movies, thrillers, and even had a comedic part in Young Frankenstein. Aside from appearances as award shows, he was rarely seen in the Hollywood social circuit and retired in his mid-70s. So yes, very sad to learn of his passing, his wife's passing this morning. It was definitely a shock to wake up to that early this morning, but wanted to pass along everything that we know so far. Coming up, well, the Black Crowes on Max FM.
Mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jay's also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg, something for everyone.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I haven't relied on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
The Violet Sage in Baraboo has many gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit, like jewelry, candles, incense, and more. They provide a long line of services such as readings, Reiki, a relaxing and detoxifying foot bath, scrub, and massage. Call 608-477-2192 to book a service or shopping appointment. Make sure to check out their website at thevioletsage.co. The Violet Sage at 417 Birch Street, Baraboo, helping others learn how to help and heal themselves.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad to me. Once I come along and down by the dozen, I ain't nothing but let me light your candle, calls a mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Hard, hard to handle now. Oh yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, candle calls a mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Yeah, so all the hand and I. Oh yeah. Hey.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday morning. As a reminder, we will be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40 a.m. this morning. If you know someone that's celebrating, you can text those into us, 608-355-9970. Or you can also use the free Civic Media app, look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max Mouse, click text, and send us those birthdays and anniversaries. Hear the Black Eyed Peas on Max FM.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna
get tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move
just
it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, and do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top. Feel the shot, body rock, rocking don't stop.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, 627 on Thursday morning. Just into the Max FM News Center, Adams Friendship schools are delayed by 2 hours, as well as Westfield schools are under a two-hour delay. Again, this is just into the Max FM News Center. We have a couple of schools under a two-hour delay this morning. Adams Friendship and Westfield schools are under a two-hour delay. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM for further updates. Here's Mr. Big on Max FM.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you.
Time for once. Wake up, who cares about little boy that talk too much? I've seen it all go down. The game of love was all ran down. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hold. Together, baby, you can make my life worthwhile. I can make you start to smile.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday morning. People Helping People is holding a brat fry this Saturday at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is for their Easter Adopt-A-Family food distribution program, which supplies low-income families with all the groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. The menu includes pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, brats, Italian sausages, all beef franks, chips, soda, or water. Again, PHP's Brat Fry fundraiser is this Saturday, March 1st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the PHP headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. For more information about them, go to phpwisconsin.org. Coming up, we will look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. A look at weather and sports on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank.
Join the Baraboo Kiwanis Club on Sunday, March 2nd for their all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. Enjoy pancakes, sausage, and egg breakfast at the Baraboo High School. Proceeds will benefit Kiwanis' many philanthropic projects in the community. It's $7 for adults and $3 for kids. You can find all the details by visiting baraboo.kiwanis.org. And they also encourage you to bring a non-perishable food item to donate as well. Again, the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast will be on Sunday, March 2nd from 8 a.m. until noon at the Baraboo High School. And the Flapjack Fun continues in Reedsburg as St. Peter's Lutheran Church will be hosting their Pancake Breakfast. This will be on that same Sunday, March 2nd from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. Treat yourself to a menu of pancakes, eggs, sausage, applesauce, milk, and coffee. And again, the proceeds will go to St. Peter's Lutheran Church and School. It's $8 for adults. Children 4 to 12 eat for $4, and kids 3 and under are free. Again, that's going to be 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. on March 2nd at St. Peter's Lutheran Church. And as we march closer to spring, be sure to check the area Chamber of Commerce websites for more details and many more great events happening around the area.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Football players in Miami and Minneapolis continuing to live the good life. I'm Bill Scott with sports. NFL Players Association released its annual survey on Wednesday. The Dolphins and Vikings finished first and second in the league for a second straight season. Report cards grade organizations on several factors, including practice facilities, food and dining, and training staff. Packers ranked number 7, down from 3rd last year. NFL Network reported the Packers have been shopping Jair Alexander. It's expected they'll try to move him to an AFC team, not in competition with the Packers in the NFC playoff picture. College basketball, Michigan State got a half-court buzzer beater from Trey Holloman to beat Maryland 58-55. Spartans will host the Badgers on Sunday. The Badger women throttled by UCLA 91-61 in Wisconsin's home finale at the Kohl Center. Brewers losing a pair of split squad games yesterday, falling 9-3 to the Dodgers and 7-1 to the Diamondbacks. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. The wind will back off and the sun will come out later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 40s. Tonight, 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy. We'll get to 50 around midday with temperatures falling through the afternoon. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet and savory with just a hint of smoke. It's amazing. Order some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34. 99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. 6:36 on Thursday morning. As a reminder, we have two schools delayed in our area today. Adams Friendship and Westfield schools are delayed by 2 hours today. This information is also on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Here is Kenny Loggins, Footloose on Max FM.
I'll rip the ceiling.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. We have a lot going on this weekend. On Sunday, it is the Bear Brew High School Key Club Pancake Breakfast. This is just $7 for adults, $3 for kids. Pancakes, eggs, and sausage. This is part of the Bear Brew Kiwanis and Bear Brew Key Club. Again, that's this Sunday at the Bear Brew High School, 8 a.m. to noon. Here's Journey on Max FM.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM. I hear a